The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday, May 22nd. Can you believe it? May 22nd. My goodness, we're coming to the end of the month of May. It is just absolutely hard to believe, especially with this pandemic, the coronavirus, the shutdown, the stay-at-home order, and then the insane, absolutely insanely crazy weather that we've had in May. It is just difficult to wrap your brain around the fact that we're getting close to the end of May. Just kind of nuts. So anyway, I welcome you. And here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. And because it's Friday, I would love to hear from you. A lot of people have pent-up emotions, pent-up frustration. Some have fear. Some are despondent and even depressed. Hey, here is the place to get it off your chest. I would love to hear from you. Are you encouraged by the gradual reopening of the state? I am. I'm just wondering how you're responding. Are your thoughts about Governor DeWine the same, different? Dr. Acton, the director of the Ohio Department of Health, the reopening of churches. There were many churches that reopened last weekend. Many more are opening this weekend. And a whole bunch of churches are opening up again next weekend. So anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts on any of those things. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And of course, you know it is the responsibility of the media to keep you in a state of panic and fear and paranoia. Can I give you another example of this? Now, this is from yesterday, although I didn't see it till this morning. The Columbus Dispatch, yesterday afternoon, headline. Now, I want you to listen. These headlines are not accidents. When you see the headline in the paper, the writers, the editors spend a lot of time deciding how to word the headline because they want to catch your attention. So listen to this headline. Coronavirus in Ohio. Daily cases jump markedly as does bowling alleys, banquet halls get okay to reopen? Now, if you read that very, very technically, you don't make a connection between bowling alleys, banquet halls, and the jump in coronavirus cases. But if you read it casually, as probably 95% of people do, you would think, oh my goodness, we're having a spike in coronavirus, and what are they doing? They're opening up bowling alleys and banquet halls. We're all going to die. Okay. Anyway, that is the headline, and it is true. Yesterday, one day, there was a spike in the number of confirmed cases. Now, those of you that are really LTDs, you expected this. This is not a surprise to you if you are an LTD, because the number of tests is increasing dramatically. And I mean dramatically. It's exponential. The number of tests. Common sense tells you, which being an LTD, a lot of being an LTD is using the brain that God has given you and operating with a little tiny bit of common sense. Well, common sense would tell you that if the number of tests explodes in number, it makes absolute sense you are going to see a rise in the number of confirmed cases. Does that mean that it's a spike because more people are getting this virus because of opening up? Probably not. But anyway, the Columbus Dispatch wants you to know there was a spike. And just when they're opening up bowling alleys and banquet halls, the first sentence, with Ohio's halting steps toward normalcy advancing amid an untamed pandemic. State health officials reported a higher than usual 731 coronavirus infections and an additional 55 deaths. Now, they didn't tell you that the 55 deaths was down. They just wanted you to know that the number of cases was up. And about the fourth paragraph of the story. The 731 new cases were markedly higher, 51% when compared with the total of 484 on Wednesday. Okay, there was a one-day spike. With this kind of thing, you want to look at trends. And the 21-day trend is a steady downward slope. That is the trend, and you would expect a one-day spike. And then, listen to this. Asked if the one-day jump was attributable to increased testing, a spread of the virus due to reopenings or other factors, State Health Director Dr. Amy Acton said, little can be read into a given day's numbers. Now, here's where I have a problem with Dr. Acton. That would have been a wonderful opportunity to provide some confidence and calm. When she is asked, how do you explain this one-day spike? Is it because of increased testing? Or is it getting out of hand again? She could very easily have said, well, you know, we're not sure. But as the number of tests increase, we could expect to see an increase occasionally of the number of confirmed cases. But the trend is down. No. I want to say this kindly. I want to say it carefully. I want to say it cautiously, but truthfully. If you want to stay in power, you have to continue to make people fearful. And I'll just leave it at that. But again, the headline, The opening of bowling alleys and banquet halls has absolutely positively nothing to do with that one-day spike, but you wouldn't know it from the headline in the Columbus Dispatch. Now, I'm going into a break. When we come back, I'll go to Dana in Columbus. But let me just say this. Again, I've probably said it 100 times without exaggerating. This thing is serious and it should be taken seriously. But do not live in fear. Don't live in fear. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Here is my telephone number. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. It's Friday. And we go to the phones as often as we can. And Dana in Columbus has been very patient. Dana, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thank you for calling.
How you doing, Pastor Bob? This is, I guess I check in with you every 6 months.
So did you set your appointment for your six-month checkup? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you.
It's good to be heard. So here's my question. You know, I take medication. Uh-huh. I have friends that take medication that have the same issue. Let's just put high blood pressure out there on the table. The medication that works for me doesn't work for, let's say, my friend, because his body, it affects him differently.
Sure.
So he has to try something different. Now, President Trump is using
hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And other people have taken it and it saved their lives.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, going back to medication affecting people in different ways, if that works and people have stated that it has saved their relatives' lives or even saved their lives during this COVID-19 pandemic, I don't understand. Well, I guess I do understand. You just got to look behind it. Why people are giving President Trump such a hard time and others a hard time for taking this medication that's been around for 30, 40 something years.
Actually, 60
correct.
Years, Dana. It's
At
been
least.
Over 60 years.
60 years.
Yeah.
But yet the FDA that has probably okayed some drugs with, when you find out later, like Xantax, that has carcinogens in them that causes cancer, but they approved them. Yes, I mean, anyway, and still yet other drugs that are being used that probably haven't been approved, but yet they want to continually not a president for,
well,
and his doctors
I
can... that surround him have. You know, I'm sure they wouldn't let him take it if it wasn't a safe drug based upon his conditions.
Well, Dana, I can explain it. It is Trump derangement syndrome, and I mean that. I've heard that bantered around, but it really exists. And I'm thumbing through my stack of stuff here real quick. Hang on. I've got it here. A brand new poll, and I don't want to get it wrong. I come in with such a large stack of stories every day. Anyway, there's a brand new poll. Well, I'm trying to find it so I can give you the exact figures. A brand new poll by a major polling organization found out that here it is. I've got it. This is from Reuters. The Reuters Ipsos poll, in a brand new poll, said, you ready for this, Dana? 36% of Americans said if a vaccine came out, it was approved by the FDA, it was approved by the government, and they began using it, 36% of Americans said they would refuse to take it if Donald Trump recommended it. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. 36% of Americans said, I don't care what science says. If Trump says he likes it, then I don't want to take it. That is mind-blowing, Dana, the depth of the hatred of this president. And the whole thing about the hydroxychloroquine, I just read another story this morning from Washington Post about thousands of people are more likely to die if they take this drug. There is an equal number of scientific peer-reviewed studies that indicate that for many, many people, this is a life-saving medication. I heard a doctor who was the chief doctor of a big nursing home chain down in Texas, and he said that this was the single best life-saving drug that they had found for the senior citizens in this nursing home chain down in Texas. And he gave off the statistics, how many took it, the percentage, the people who died without it, and so on and so forth. So, but the left stream, left wing mainstream media, and the far left liberal hate Donald Trump more than they love truth. And truth doesn't matter. So if Trump likes it, we hate it. If Trump says it's good, it's got to be bad. It is absolutely irrational, Dana, absolutely irrational, but it is a fact. It really is.
Yeah, and they've got the fear factor out there working on people. And I was happy to read an article just today where Trump said he's going to order them to open up churches. And I get it. I get it. People will jump at you and say, yeah, well, I'm not going, whether it be a store church until, you know, yada, yada, yada.
And that's fine. You know, and that's your choice.
They try to make you feel bad because you're just discounting those that have passed away from this drug, which if that drug may have been given to them, it may have saved them their lives. They look over that.
Yeah, I know.
But you're right.
Different drugs, you know, I am diabetic, and the medications that work wonderfully for so many people don't work for me at all, you know? So, hey, Dana, don't let it be another 6 months, all right?
Yes, sir.
Check in more often. Love talking to you.
Sir.
Have a great weekend. God bless.
You be blessed.
All right. And it's true. The president has declared churches to be essential. Yeah, it's an interesting story. We'll have it in the next hour.